They're getting back into 12-man football. East Glen spent the last few years playing six-man football, but now they're returning to the 12-man. We're joined by head football coach Ken Anderson. Ken, how are you doing?
Hi, Jason. How are you? This is a thrill.
Oh, nice. Hey, I like that. I like that attitude, Kent. It's good. Talk to me about, you guys had went to the six-man game, and now you're returning to the 12-man league. Was there a shortage of players? Do you have enough quality players now? What's the reasoning behind this?
Yeah, well, we just, and East Glen is over by Rexall Place there, and we are a bit of an older area, and we just found that our junior high's numbers were down, and it led to an enrollment issue with our enrollment, and just weren't getting the kids out, and we didn't want the program to go under because, I mean, East Glen's been around since 1953, and we've had football since about 57, and we've had guys like Gary Lefebvre and Marco Sincar play, and we've had some guys, pretty famous names go here, and we didn't want it to go under, so we looked around and we thought maybe join another school, and then we heard about the six-man, and thought, well, why not? Let's go for it, and we really enjoyed it. We had a successful year last year. We won provincials, and that, winning, as you know, breeds enthusiasm, and we've had a lot of kids go, hey, wow, we want to get on that bandwagon. So we've had enrollment is up here at East Glen. Things are looking good, and we've had more kids. So, we're looking forward to the fall. We've joined the Metro League again, and we're just getting ready for spring camp here at the end of May. But it's an exciting time for us.
I want to talk a little bit about six-man. How did you like that as far as developing football players, Kent?
Well, initially I didn't know anything about it, and I had to look it up and saw some YouTube of Texas teams and that, and it's great. I know Dalton Smars, an ex-East Glen guy and very well-known in the football community. He played six-man when he was growing up in Saskatchewan, and he taught here at East Glen, and he talked to me about it, and he says it's just great for developing an athlete because, our top guys never left the field. They were on for offense and defense, special teams, and it's just a little bit smaller field, but not much. So you've really, there's an emphasis on speed and dexterity and all the skills that you would need. Plus, linemen are eligible to catch a pass. So we had some linemen that loved it. I mean, probably all linemen, like big men in basketball, they want to be the point guard or want to run with the ball. So we got guys that could catch the pass. So it really developed our team, and kids really loved it. It's like fast break basketball on grass. We ended up winning one game 95-12. So it's pretty exciting, and we're gonna miss that. We got to play right at our own field too, which was nice. We had the kids could just go out the back door here and watch our team play, instead of going to Clark Stadium or JP Bowl or whatever. So it was good for our development of our community here. And there were elements we'll definitely miss, but I think we've got the numbers now that, and we're a large enough school now that we can, we can go on to the 12-man. So as I say, that's what we're developing towards.
Is there any way to play six and 12-man?
I guess you could. I don't think we could. I don't think we would be able to split and have enough to do that. I suppose you could do that. That's not, maybe even having a junior team do that. That's not a bad suggestion. I'll have to think about that.
Yeah, I was just wondering because it seems like it's a different type of development for football players. I know Saskatchewan's had 12-man for a long time, and Saskatchewan's amateur football players – on average, are much better than Alberta overall. And it's just way more passionate about football there. Obviously, the Riders are the only team. They don't have a hockey team. And it just,
right.
A lot of them have played six-man because a lot of those rural schools don't have enough kids, right? And
right.
So this allows more kids to play football.
Well, absolutely. And that's what the gentleman that started it out of Breton, Alberta, Corey Colwell, he started it just for that reason that small communities, they just didn't have the numbers, but the kids wanted to play football. So it's a great league, and we really enjoyed our time there. And, we just, as I say, with the numbers and that, it was, I think that we just wanted to get back to where the program is, has been and the tradition. So, I know that some schools in Edmonton that were struggling were looking at maybe joining the six-man. So it's mainly just a rural Alberta league, but as I say, it's pretty exciting league. had a number of coaches that came out, friends of mine that came out and watched it and said, wow, that's really cool. So, yeah, it was good for us.
Kent Anderson joins us, head football coach at East Glen High School. The Blue Devils are back in 12-man football after playing in the Alberta 6-man league for a few years. Did you find, is 6-man naturally not as physical?
I don't know if I could say that. You're more open to getting hits from a large variety of sides, I guess, or okay. directions. Just because you're out there and there's more space and less guys. There were some pretty tough hits, that we kids had or gave. So you had to definitely have your head on the swivel. I guess in any sport you do, but it was more. And luckily, we didn't have any big linemen. A lot of the Ainleys and the Faceys and that, we didn't have the big guys. So it was good for us that quickness really was important. Let's say we had some pretty good collisions because the guys are moving so fast from a long variety of areas or ranges or sides. So I wouldn't say it was less physical. No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, I just felt like maybe less opportunity. There wasn't as many guys contacting one another on every play. So I just,
right. Well, yeah. That's true. There isn't the line play that you would get. That's true. You don't have the in the box the 5-on-5 or whatever. There isn't quite that, but. This is more, coming from a distance hitting. So when we practice our hitting, tackling, it was always from, coming from a distance and open field tackling. So, not quite the force, but definitely the speed in that were there.
Kent Anderson joins us now. Kent, for all the East Glen alumni that are listening, you guys are having a golf tournament to help support the football team this year. Is that correct? When is it?
Yes. Thank you very much for mentioning that. Yeah, we're looking to reach out to all the alumni. We've had people since, even Glenn Sather went to East Glen and a number of Bruce McGregor went to, gentleman David Sheridan, who started Google, went to East Glen. So we've had pretty famous alumni. And we're going to run a golf tournament on June 22nd, Sunday, June 22nd, out at the Broadmoor in Sherwood Park. And we just want to get out, get the word out to alumni or friends that know people that went to East Glen, or really anybody, men or women, that want to come out. It's a fundraiser for our school, for our football team. We have a number of kids at our school that are maybe low economic, that are maybe not eating proper all the time. So we provide meals before our games and try and help them out. So that's what this would go towards, plus any other incidental costs. So June 22nd at the Broadmoor, if anybody's interested, they can. We have a website, East Glen Football Family. And they could just go to that, and the website for the golf tournament is there. They can register or donate or whatever they are, what we'd like to do. So, yeah, we'd really appreciate seeing the old football players. We've had one gentleman from 1957 that says he's a 9 handicap. So that's interesting, but he says he's going to come out and play. So, it's going to be a fun time. And we want it not just to be a golf tournament fundraiser, but also, as I say, to have these guys that have played over the years come back and visit and talk about the old memories and the battles and that.
Well, that sounds great, Kent. Once again, June 22nd, you go to eastglenfootballfamily.com for all the alumni. We appreciate it, and welcome back to the 12-man league. Good luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time. Thanks, Jason.